the quarterback, Tom Brady, joins us here on Kirk and Callahan, brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, What Can DCU Save You, Shaw's and Star Market, and Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Tom, Mutt, and Jerry, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Morning. I want to start with one of the two big plays, the Edelman throwback screen. Will this calm down Julian from wanting to throw the ball more, or is this going to egg him on now, suggesting to Josh he needs to throw the ball more as a wide receiver?
I know. He usually wants as many touches as he can get. So whether he's catching them or throwing them or running them, he likes the ball in his hands. And he did a great job with all of them last night. So it was great execution on all those little gimmick plays that we had, and they worked. I think, you know, Josh McDaniels did such a great job. He was really tuned in, had all those things called at the right time, and it was great execution. So we needed those plays. We're playing against a good team, and those end up being kind of big momentum plays for us, and it was just great to beat a good team at home. It's what we needed to do.
By the way, he made that play, I think, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, Julian seemed to make that play with his eyes. He looked downfield. You expect one of those double passes. You expect someone to take a deep shot, maybe, you know, go for the end zone. And he looked downfield and drew the defense over there, and you guys set it up like a perfect screen on the left side with you lead blocking, of course.
But I tried. I know. And then I got out in front, and I'm totally like a fish out. I have no idea what to do. And, I mean, you just don't know where the ball's at. And I have a lot of appreciation for those guys who are running downfield and knocking guys over like our line does all the time. So
I thought you just made a decision at that moment that number 90, Montravius Adams, was going to run out of gas before he caught James White.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about him. There was another guy who I think made the tackle.
Yeah, that's true. Another guy made the tackle. You're right.
And if I would have got him down, it would have been a touchdown. But like I said, after the game, you live and you learn.
You guys started the game, Collinsworth said it on TV, going about as fast as he can remember. What was that the plan going in that first drive, Tom, to try to go up-tempo and catch him off guard? You seemed to do it pretty early against Green Bay.
Well, yeah, that was part of, you know, it's part of every plan. I mean, the reality is we have it in every week, and how much we use it, it kind of depends on, you know, how well we're doing. And I said after the game, it doesn't help our offense to run, you know, bad plays fast and execute poorly, you know, at a fast speed. I think it all comes down to how well we execute. And if we're executing well, playing fast, which is a little bit more challenging because the communication isn't quite as good. But if you're executing well, you can stay in it and put some pressure on the defense. And we got some plays where they were kind of caught off guard, which helped. And it's just good to start the game like that and start fast and play with the lead. And when we do that, you know, especially at home, we can be pretty tough to beat.
You know, every week, this is our weekly thing, we ask about Josh Gordon, his development. I guess you would say that's his best game. He certainly seemed comfortable out there, made some big plays. I think the touchdown, you drew the defense away with your eyes, and you almost had that picked off by, I think it was a defensive back named Julian Edelman.
I know. The ball usually goes to Julian on that play. And I saw the corner bit harder than the guy who was over Julian. So Julian thought it was coming to him, and he thought I overthrew him. But I saw Josh running up there, which, you know, gave Josh even more space. And Josh caught it and made the safety miss and ran however many yards for a touchdown. So it was a big play in the game. It was kind of a big, you know, we got the fumble. We went up 7. And then, you know, to make that play and go up 14 was huge at that time. It was a lot of guys executed well. And I think all those guys at the receiver position, Josh and Hoges and Phillip and Julian, did a great job. And then, you know, CP playing running back most of the night did a great job. Line played great. You know, James White, you know, really is the only back that's playing, is taking on a lot of responsibility and doing just an incredible job with it. So it was a great team win. Defense played, you know, to limit that offense like they did to 17 points is pretty spectacular. And it was just a great, great all-around team win. That's what we needed. That's what it was going to take.
And on that Gordon play, Tom, did it feel like you guys had them set up? Was there the earlier screenplays, everything else, did it feel like you got to a point where we had them in a position where they're going to be looking for this, we could take advantage of it?
Yeah. You know, they got aggressive there and at certain times. And on that particular play, they got really aggressive, and we got two guys to fake, and I just try to give a look out there to hold them and see if we could, you know, get behind them. And both the normally the corner doesn't bite that. I mean, he figures he's got some help, but he figured he read the play, and, you know, we ended up making a huge play on our end. So it's what happens. I mean, it's good to be an aggressive defense, but it also, if you get too aggressive, you know, that's when offenses take advantage.
A play like the Edelman to James White, the touchdown. I mean, not the touchdown. It would have been a touchdown, you know, if you made your block. But that play, is that
exactly.
is that in the playbook every week? Or do you ever stop and pause when in the huddle or on the sideline and say, we don't want to waste that. I mean, let's save that for another, you know, desperation time. I mean, how does that work? Because now every opponent you have knows what it looks like.
Yeah, but I think we have more plays than we could and gadgets than we could ever call in a season.
Really?
So you work on ones until they come up, and then you shelve it, and then you use, you know, the four or five others that you've kind of got queued up, and then, you know, when you've used two or three of them, you get some other ones ready. And I think it's all just taking advantage of, you know, over-pursuit, you know, that particular play to Julian.
Right.
You know, I threw it to him. You get the whole defense pursuing, and when you see teams that pursue that well, you got opportunities to take advantage of the over-pursuit, and that's what we do. And it's just like on the flea flicker, you know, they're trying to, you know, beat you into the backfield to make plays, and when they do that, you hand it off, and they try to beat you, you know, your receivers into the backfield, and then it's a flea flicker. It ends up being a good play. Now, if they're not being very reactive to those run plays, then you got to keep running it. And I think Josh did a great job last night of just knowing exactly when to call them, that he felt like, okay, you know, they're starting to kind of bite up. They're starting to bite up. They're starting to bite up. Boom. You know, you hit it, and it ends up being a big play. So it's part of just keeping them off balance. And, you know, we did a pretty good job keeping them off balance last night.
You sat down with Rodney Harrison before this game. He said he's ready to run through a brick wall for you, come out of retirement. You had an employee tell Peter King that, you know, the team sort of bought in late in the week to this, the Brady-Rodgers matchup, your matchup with Aaron. I'm curious, Tom, I know they're all important. Did this one start to feel more important knowing you're playing a guy considered in your class of quarterback?
Well, I think there was just a lot of hype built around it, you know, as there should be. I mean, there's two, you know, great football teams playing. And, you know, I've been around for a while. Aaron's been around for a long time. They've had a lot of, you know, he's a Super Bowl champ. He's had, you know, playoffs almost every year that he's been healthy. You know, we're in that same, you know, we've got some championships. We've got, you know, we're in the playoffs, you know, most of the years. And, you know, it's two great teams that are well coached, that have had a lot of success, that are going at it on a Sunday night when everyone's watching. And I think everyone felt that, and the energy was there from the crowd. The energy was there from the players. We started fast. We played with the lead. You know, all those things were, you know, coming to play. And we've had a lot of night games. We had nine games, five night games, and I think those are gone for the rest of the year. So, you know, we'll find a little rhythm in these day games now and try to keep pushing along. We've got our whole season ahead of us, and seven wins, as Coach always says, doesn't get you anything in the NFL. I mean, no one's handing out awards for seven wins. And even though that's a decent record at this point, we've got our whole season ahead of us. And we still, you know, we're going to get hopefully some guys back from injury here shortly and, you know, see if we can, you know, become even more challenging to defend, you know. And we'll see how that goes as guys kind of enter back into the lineup.
You mentioned Josh McDaniels earlier, Tom. It felt like he's never had a better night. It just felt like he called all the right plays. You had no Gronk, no Michelle. And by comparison, it didn't feel like that Aaron Rodgers had the kind of help around him that you did, even without, you know, stars like Gronk. And the announcing team, Al Michaels and Collinsworth, were talking about Josh McDaniels' future. He's back on the, you know, on the short list because his hometown, Cleveland's looking for a coach. I mean, do you feel like he's going to coach his way back into another head coaching job sooner rather than later?
Well, I think Josh is pretty – I mean, you can ask that to Josh. But, I mean, Josh will have as much opportunity as anyone out there because he's the best in the league at what he does. So everyone's going to want that, and I know the Patriots want him coaching for us. So, you know, he's under contract with our team for a long time, and that's a great thing for the Patriots.
Hey, the sneak Here's what I need to know. The whole world, the whole world is waiting and wondering when Brady's going to get to 1,000 yards. It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of international now. It's gone global. Everyone's counting down to 1,000 yards. I assume they're going to stop the game, give you the ball, bring your family out.
No, they won't do that.
It's going to be huge. But
it's actually kind of an embarrassing accomplishment.
Although I saw the list. You're ahead of a lot of guys. Aren't you ahead of Drew Brees?
I'm ahead of Brees, yeah.
Eli Manning. You're ahead of a lot of your contemporaries. You're about 900 yards ahead of Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all set up for a sneak, and everyone's expecting you to sneak, but it feels like even the other team is onto you. They stacked the middle and made it impossible for you to sneak at the goal line, didn't they?
Yeah, on those particular ones where we didn't make it, there was a lot of coverage inside, and we had a chance on the outside, and they made a good defensive play, and then the fourth down play, we just didn't execute very well. But I'm glad that didn't end up being the difference in the game. I mean, we get down there on the half-yard line, we expect to score 100% of the time. But, they played good defense, and they have a challenging scheme. I mean, it's not like it's an easy defense to prepare for. But in the end, we made the plays we needed to make, especially in the fourth quarter.
I know last week you guys found out pretty late in the week, Tom, that Rob Gronkowski was not going to be available. Did it feel like a similar scenario this week, and how is he doing?
Yeah, it's just it's really day to day with him, and he works so hard and he wants to be out there so bad, and everyone wants him to be out there feeling great and feeling like he can go out and play the way that he wants to play, and he's been fighting through some things, and the fact that we took care of business without him playing is a great thing for our team.
I got a stupid question. We haven't asked many of these lately, but when we were kids and like in high school, everyone knew on the team who the fastest guy was. It was just like a thing. Everyone knew who could bench the most.
Yep.
And who could win, who could beat up everyone else in a fight.
Yep.
Who's the fastest Patriot?
Probably that's I there would be some competition for that.
You'd say Patterson.
I think Devin McCourty would say it would be him.
Well, McCourty got spent time as the fastest guy in the league last week,
which was amazing.
But I think, and Matt Slater, I think, would love to challenge Devin for that, in my view. So I think those two guys just have incredible speed.
They're kind of old for that title, aren't they? I mean, think about it. You got young guys. I would have guessed Patterson or Dorsett.
Yeah, and I think CP would love to get in on that too, and I think Philip would love to get in on that too. I mean, you're talking about tenths of a second. So,
all right, who's the strongest?
Good question. Probably Marcus Cannon.
And who could beat up every other guy one on one in a fight? Who would win the fight?
Pound for pound?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a good question.
I would say David Andrews, but he would just hit and then raise up his arms until see what the refs catch.
David's
the other.
Dave's pretty tough. I mean, all the guys up front. I'm in the O-line. I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with any of those guys. So there's a mean streak in the offensive line. And if you kind of cross one of those guys, I wouldn't say it's going to go very well.
Did you think about saying no to Red Sox manager Alex Cora with the on-field selfie seconds before the game last night?
No, man, I was good with that. He should get whatever he wants, so... You get the world championship like that, I'll do anything for that for Alex.
Time now
That's
for the
sweet.
Quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. You played with him. You threw touchdown passes to him. You'll go against him as coach next week, Mike Vrabel. Did you know at any point playing with him, Tom, that he was going to be a head coach someday in the NFL?
Well, Mike would be successful in anything he does in life because he's that kind of guy. He's just – we've been friends for – almost 20 years, and we keep in touch regularly. And he's smart, hardworking. He's so charismatic. He's a great coach. He's proved that. He was a great player. Just a great leader of men. And Tennessee's lucky to have him. So I loved playing with him. I love hanging with him, and I'm sure those guys love playing for him down in Tennessee. It's going to be a great game. They got a very good defense. They got some real playmakers on offense. So, we already started studying for those guys. And, it's going to be a great game. We got a great opportunity ahead of us to get to 8-2 and then a bye. We got one game to get before we get a little break. And we'll all be excited about it.
It's next Sunday, day game, as Tom mentioned. Tom, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.